Well, we're back at the press conference in London with Isabel Amey. Now, Isabel, I know you for two reasons. Number one, I've been designated as the person that's going to be coming down to record your outside broadcast in Froome on behalf of Glastonbury Radio. And I also know you because Steve Harris tells me you're going to be doing a show on the station. So first off, tell us about the show.
The show is called Transmissions from the Planet Zog. And it's about a planet where everything is eco-conscious, highly evolved. And amazingly enough, we set a team out of about five experts to that planet, and I'm interviewing them. Natasha is the, I suppose, the epicenter of the event, and she really heralds and brings in all these different characters, and they're discussing life on this incredible planet.
Now, do you think there's a sort of likeness to Glastonbury in Zog?
A likeness to Glastonbury. Well, maybe Glastonbury in the future, as I would wish it to be. Yes, of course.
So what can people expect when they listen to Zog? What can they expect to hear on the programme?
There's a certain amount of seriousness, but I hope there's a hint of irony underneath every piece of seriousness. There should be some hilarity and ridiculous things. One thing I like the most of all about Zog is that if there are any situations, any problems or issues between people, they fight it out with music. So there'll be quite a few demonstrations. And The Artry, which is my gallery, is sponsoring this programme. So there are quite a few interesting adverts.
Excellent stuff. Now tell us about the gig in Froome.
The gig in Froome, oh, that's part of a series, my tour for this year for my new album that's out. My band's called Inspiration. And the gig in Froome is with three other singer-songwriters, Donna Fullman, Sam Batt and Richmond and the Groovolution. And we're touring in a very beautiful venue, the Rook Lane Arts, gorgeous acoustic, used as an art gallery and a music venue. And I'm really looking forward to filling the space.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing Sam again, very dear old friend of mine. She may not have told you, but I produced her first ever demo as a teenager at Gary Newman's studio at Shepperton.
Wow, she's doing so well in the charts at the moment. She's just been taken on by my agent, Cindy Lady Lake. I don't know if you've spoken to her, Russ, but so yeah, Sam's pop videos are kind of going all around the States and America. She's just shooting up the charts. I think she's a very happy bunny at the moment.
She so deserves it. Now, when is your show starting on Glastonbury Radio? Have you actually started doing it yet, or can we expect it in the future? Give us an idea of when people can listen to the first one.
It should be Good Friday. It's been a little delayed, as all good things sometimes are. So Good Friday is the first show. I think it's 8:15 on a Friday evening.
Isabel, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you so much, Russ.